Welcome back to the Harrogate Family Law Show. We're here with Carol Jessop and we're discussing how financial arrangements are resolved following a separation and divorce. In the last section, we looked at Section 25 of the Matrimonial Causes Act, which is the law which sets out the factors to be taken into account in a financial settlement. And it was clear from this that there is a wide range of discretion in how financial arrangements can be resolved. So in the light of that, we probably go back again to the question of where does someone start when sorting out their financial arrangements? There's so much there, isn't there?
There is, yeah. And to begin with, there's a few practical steps that people can take. So the first is to organise your own financial information, to gather together your income details, your bank statements, pension statements, mortgage statements, credit card bills, etc. Put together a list of what you have now and how much it may be worth and how much you owe, and include absolutely everything. And put all the documents you have in a folder, in separate sections and organise into date order, because you would not believe how much money it can save you if you give your solicitor all your documents together fully organised. They also want to have the value of any pension funds that they own. And so it's a good idea to apply for the statements for these early, because sometimes it can take a while for pension funds to produce these. We also need to have a think about where you do actually see yourself living in the future. How much would it cost you to buy a different property? What would the purchase costs and stamp duty be? What would your moving costs be? How much do you think you can borrow on a mortgage? Take some advice from a mortgage advisor who has access to the whole market and not just your current lender or bank. I would suggest preparing a list of your monthly expenditure. So look at what you're spending now and include everything, and also prepare a budget for the future. I know there's an element of crystal ball gazing to do this, but start thinking about what you would have to pay out on a monthly basis if you were living on your own. And do a separate schedule as well for everything that you pay out for the children now and what you think you may have to pay in the future. If you're on a low income, use a website like Turn to Us to calculate whether you'll qualify for any financial help from the state. And you can also use the online calculator to check what your liability for child maintenance may be, or what you may expect to receive by way of child maintenance if you know what the other parent's income is. If you're not currently working or you're working part-time, think about whether it is practical to get a job or increase your hours. And if so, what realistically do you think you would earn? And what would your childcare costs be if you were working or working more? Again, the Turn to Us calculator is really useful for looking at different scenarios and the amount of financial help that you may be able to receive. And I would also suggest that you do speak to a specialist family lawyer at an early stage. We can give you an overview of what you can expect, the options available to you to help you achieve a settlement, and what to do as the next steps. And in the next section, I'm going to talk about the options available to separating couples to help them work towards an agreement.
And that's coming up next on the Harrogate Family Law Show.